Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
With Bubba Wallace this morning.
So Jen had this story for you yesterday. Bubba Wallace, he is the only full-time person of color driver in NASCAR. And over the weekend, someone put a noose in his, I guess, is that like, it's not a locker, but it's like his, where they keep his garage where he keeps his car. And yesterday he got a huge show of support from everyone pretty much in NASCAR before the Geico 500 yesterday at Talladega. Dozens of drivers and their crews walked behind his number 43 car as it was pushed to the starting line.
That's pretty cool.
It was incredible.
Very
symbolic. To post the video. Yeah. I mean, it's just this massive mound of people, and it actually brought him to tears. He walked up to his car. He was sitting at the car and he just started like sobbing. It was a very touching moment.
Yesterday, sorry I'm not wearing my mask, but I wanted to show whoever it was that you're not going to take away my smile. And I'm going to keep on going. I've been a part of this sport for a really long time. The pre-race deal was probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to witness in my life. From all the supporters, from drivers, from crew members, everybody here.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so cool. So very touching moment there yesterday.
All right. Meanwhile, another E! News this morning, Major League Baseball is officially coming back. Maybe. It is somewhat complicated, but it boils down to this. The owners and the players were not able to come to a new agreement to spice up a shortened season, so the owners voted to proceed based on an agreement between the league and the Players Association from back in March. So the owners are basically forcing the players back onto the field, and all that creative stuff they came to is being thrown out, and they're doing just a simple shortened season with the players getting a prorated salary. They want the players to report to spring training 2.0 by July 1st, with the season beginning in late July. That would leave you about 60 games, which means the players would earn around 37% of their salaries, assuming that the shortened season or the shortened schedule is completed. The only way the season won't happen is if the players strike, which is unlikely, or if the coronavirus ramps up again. So we'll see. There's also a few other hurdles that need to be cleared, like the players signing off on a health and safety protocol for COVID-19. But that is basically it in a nutshell.
We got our fingers crossed.
It'd be very nice for for everyone to come together and get a little baseball on the books before the end of the summer.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Am I hoping for too much to get some time at Great American Ballpark, socially distanced?
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to let people in. I just saw over the weekend, too, the Iowa football team has canceled their ticket sales.
Ooh.
University of Iowa.
Wow. All right, we're going to take a break here. Coming up, the best shows of 2020 so far. Also, Michael Keaton, actor Michael Keaton, in talks to play Batman again.
According to a new report, grocery stores are looking to find creative ways to reinvent salad bars and self-service hot food buffets amid the coronavirus pandemic. All I can say is, I hope you're good at the claw machine.
Well, guys, there's some good news for people living in New York City. Barbershops are open again. New Yorkers finally get to experience the awkwardness of a haircut without sports to talk about.
Pixar has announced a new partnership with Reebok to offer new Toy Story-themed Instapump Fury OG Woody and Buzz sneakers to infinity and beyond, said the price tag.
$6.40. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. On and off rain. Should taper off by early to mid-afternoon. See a high around 80. It's 71 now. Actor Michael Keaton played Batman twice in Tim Burton's Batman and Batman Returns.
He was badass.
He was awesome.
He really was. And he kind of like, his Batman voice wasn't kind of creepy weird like sometimes they are. I thought he did a good job with that.
But that was like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way he could handle that role today at the age of 68.
I don't think
could
so.
He?
I don't know.
Well, we would be wrong about that because Michael Keaton is now in talks to play Bruce Wayne in the upcoming Flash movie starring Ezra Miller. Now, I'm not saying he'll necessarily suit up as Batman.
Yeah, because if he's Bruce Wayne, he's just wearing like a three-piece suit or a tuxedo. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But there's talk that he could appear in several DC movies, acting as sort of a mentor or guide to the superheroes like Sam Jackson's Nick Fury in the Marvel movies.
Mm.
And, oh, check this out. Apparently, they will acknowledge Keaton's two Batman movies from 3 decades ago.
Yeah. So he's going to be like a mentor.
Yeah, the Flash movie is expected to include time travel and multiple universes, which those kinds of storylines are typically like my favorites on Star Trek, for whatever that's worth. So I don't know. Maybe that would translate into the Batman world and the Flash world.
I don't know. We need Jen here for this because she's our superhero person. I'm like, I don't know. What do you think?
Flash runs really fast, right? That's his thing. He can like zip across. Maybe he zips across dimensions.
But that would explain how Michael Keaton's Bruce Wayne could exist at the same time that Robert Pattinson kicks off a new Batman franchise.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, because we need that explained.
Speaking of Batman, director Joel Schumacher died yesterday after a year-long battle with cancer. He was 80 years old, and if you don't know the name, you probably know his work. He directed so many great movies, including St. Elmo's Fire, The Lost Boys, big movies from the 80s, Flatliners, A Time to Kill, The Client, 8mm, Phantom of the Opera. And, of course, he's also been blamed for the temporary death of the Batman franchise because he cast George Clooney in Batman and Robin. And George Clooney wore the Batman suit that had the nipples, if you remember.
Yeah, I do remember that. I liked that Batman, though, because it had Catwoman in it.
He also directed the previous film, Batman Forever, starring Val Kilmer.
Oh, I don't remember that one as much.
So, anyway, rest in peace. Joel Schumacher gone at the age of 80.
Yeah, well, Rolling Stone put together a list of the 15 best shows of 2020 so far.
What have we got?
I'm kind of sad to say I don't think I've watched any of them. Dave, coming in number 15, Dave, followed by Devs, The Great, The Plot Against America, BoJack Horseman. What
heard about any of these.
Have you guys? No. What We Do in the Shadows. And these are on like FX, Hulu, you know, High Fidelity on Hulu, The Good Place on NBC, Little America.
Oh, that show I'm aware of.
Yeah. Little America's on Apple TV. I know you got that. Rami, Better Things, My Brilliant Friend, The Story of a New Name on HBO. I don't know that. Normal People from Hulu, Brockmire on IFC, and Better Call Saul.
So if you want to make more money and keep the money that you make, Better Call Saul.
Right. I've at least heard of that one.
Me too, yeah. I don't know any of the other ones. Maybe we should check them out.
No, that one in The Good Place. That's
Since
it for me.
The best show so far this year.
All right. What are the top three again? Better Call Saul. What's the other one?
Brockmire. On IFC. I don't even know if, I guess that's
a
network.
And Normal People on Hulu.
Yeah. International Film Channel, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast. Brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.